Good morning. I'm Luis Sanz, your host for Focused on Campus, and joining us today are Nora Cuellar and also Norma Chacon, and they are with the HEP program here on campus. That's the High School Equivalency Program. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for inviting us.
And Nora, I apologize. Did I pronounce your last name correctly? I probably didn't.
Cuellar.
Cuellar. We're glad that you all dropped by here this morning to talk about the HEP program, because HEP has been around for quite a while here at UTEP, and I'm not sure, I don't remember as far as how many are across the United States, but we're one of the few. And so, ladies, thank you for being with us, and if you wouldn't mind, either one of you telling us about the history of the HEP program.
Well, the High School Equivalency Program here at UTEP has been around since 1967. But for the Department of Education, HEP, it's been since 1972. So it's been around for more than 40 years. And our office gives services to families of migrant and farm workers, and it helps the student to acquire its high school equivalency degree. For Texas would be to complete their GED test. And being here at the campus gives our students another perspective of what can they do after they complete their GED.
Now, when you mentioned for the students and their families, first of all, how do you get in touch with them? How do you get in contact with them? How do you find out? Because migrant families are traveling all over wherever there is work, I guess when they come through El Paso, you have to get them at that time. Or how does this work, Nora?
Well, we work with different programs here in El Paso, like the migrant programs at all the school districts. When they recognize a student that has been traveling across cities or counties to go and work with a family, and they return to El Paso to register in their schools, then we know that family is a migrant family, and they refer maybe their older brothers, their father, their mothers to us to get their GED with us. That's one way. Another way is, of course, we go to outreach activities like health fairs around the county and with housing authority, with the school districts, with different community organizations, and give presentations about our program. And that way, farm workers know that there's this program available here at UTEP.
Now, Norma, one of the things that I'm sure our listeners, when they think of, students of children of migrant farm workers, they don't associate the fact that the students, because you mentioned mother, father, that the students can be of all ages.
Yes. We serve ages from age of 17 and older. We don't have actually an age limit, but we serve what is called the Southern New Mexico. We serve the Southern New Mexico and Far West Texas. So we go out and recruit and hatch Las Cruces, Deming, where we have the onion season, the chile season, out in Fabens, Tornillo, Pecos for the cantaloupe and pecans. So we not only focus in El Paso County and El Paso area, but we also travel to other areas. In Marfa, we can find the tomato greenhouses that is a seasonal work. So we go out and recruit and distribute information to those areas, and it's where we see families, we see parents, we see the children, the out-of-school youth that are actually working out in the different areas. And is when we not only target the out-of-school youth, but we also target mother, father, uncles, relatives, whoever is doing the farm work.
And in the past, I know there have been stories, great success stories, because you'll have a father, a daughter, or a mother receiving their GED along with their children, and it's a great celebration.
Yeah, we have many success stories, many students that have complete families been able to obtain their GED. And then not only that, but also our second goal is to help them either enter a post-secondary education, vocational school, an employment, an upgraded employment, or the military. Many of the students, we've been seeing that many of them start attending community college or enter another program that assists the students with the vocational portion or being able to obtain a better employment. And what is a better employment is out of the fields into maybe a department store or office work where they can really help and be out of the hot sun and be moving around in different areas.
We are also joined by Nora, who is the Educational Outreach Coordinator. And Nora, because these families do seasonal work, our listeners might wonder about the HEP program. Is this also a seasonal program?
Yes, it is also a seasonal program. So if the families work, like Norma said, at the pecan season, and they do anything from fertilizing the soil to picking up pecans to sorting them to packing them, and the pecan season, it's over. If the family, any member of the family worked in that season, then they're qualified for our program. Or if they go and work at the chile season in New Mexico, again, anything in the process of producing and farming the chile, then they qualify for our program. So that's what seasonal means. They work just for only 3 months during the year, and then they go back to their regular activities, like maybe being unemployed or go to another job here at the city.
Now, the students themselves, when they are recruited and they come on campus, give us perhaps a scenario for, let's say there's a brother and sister out there, or a brother and a cousin, or just two people who don't even know each other, but they meet here. What are the steps? Take us through the steps as far as once they enroll in the program.
When they get to our program here at UTEP, we do an evaluation to see if their farm work, their seasonal work, qualifies for our program, because our program needs to have 75 days of farm work during the last 2 years. If they qualify with that many days, then we go through a second evaluation, is that if they are older than 17, have not completed a high school program, and if they have financial need. If they qualify with all those three things, then they can start classes here at UTEP. They get here on campus. We have classes from 9 to 12, and then 1 to 3, and they attend regularly classes with the four subjects. The program usually is about 15 weeks long. If in those 15 weeks they are ready to take the GED test, which is a state-required test, then they go and take the test. The program pays for the tests, and then they get their high school diploma. They graduate from our program. And after, we help them with placing them in either a better job, a post-secondary education, a vocational school, or going to the military. And that would be the complete process.
You have had some incredible success stories. And in fact, some of those students have actually come back and mentored some of your students. And, you know, the student, I guess, gets inspired by realizing, well, they did it. They went through what I'm going through. And look at them now.
Yes. Within the years, many of our students, because of situation, economic problems, some of them start a community college. Once they transition to the university, then this is for them home, far away from home, right? So they come to the program, to our department, because they used to be mentored by us. So they want to come back and provide the volunteer work for our students. And not only they do tutoring for them, but also they do presentations for the students where they tell them about their story and what they went through. And now they're in college trying to finish a degree. We had a student by the name of Juan Carlos Munoz about, 10 years ago. He completed the university with a 4.0 GPA. And he was one of the top 10 students in the university. He's currently working at one of the department stores in the Arizona area. Like that, we always, every semester, every cycle, we try to recruit some of our HEP alumni to come and talk to our students and tell them about, yes, it's not easy. Yes, they go through a lot. But at the end, it pays off having a GED, going to college, or enroll in the military.
Now, you mentioned the cycle, and perhaps people may wonder, well, when exactly does the 15-week start? Is it during the end of the harvest season or when school starts here? Normally, what are the dates that you can give us?
We have classes year-round. We have classes in the summer, fall, and two during the spring semester. I know the summer is a peak season for the farm workers, so we have less students during the summer, but we have that session open because some of the students that were not able to complete their GED within the 15 weeks, they can come back and do some tutoring. We offer and adjust the schedule, maybe evenings, you know, after work. They can come in and take tutoring for 2 or 3 days. But then we start our next cycle in September, and that goes from September to all the way till December, and then another one in January.
Nora, I mentioned at the beginning of the program that this is one of a select few across the nation, and the UTEP program is actually one of the original ones, correct?
Correct. We have records that this program at UTEP was actually before the Department of Education set up the HEP, High School Equivalency Program, in UTEP was providing that service before that. So we have records before 1972 with students completing their GED here.
And once they finish, get their GED, if for some reason, you know, whatever they choose to do, whether they go out in the workplace or they want to pursue their education, do you all have any classes or how do you prepare them for college? Because it's completely different.
Yeah, throughout the 15-week cycle, we have a class, a career orientation class, basically where the students are exposed to different activities that are involved to be a college student, meaning college admissions, selecting a schedule. They submit applications for Apply Texas, the financial aid. We have speakers from the university, from other colleges to come and talk to them about the benefit or the steps to be a university student. Not also that, but we do the campus tours so they can be exposed to other settings other than the university. Many of our students, they are able to stay in the university because they come in from Hash, New Mexico, or from Tornillo or Pecos. There's areas that is kind of hard to commute on a daily basis. So room and board is available for some of the students. And for them, also can participate in some of the afternoon activities that they have in the university.
Is there a limit as far as how many students you can have per cycle?
Well, we serve 70 students every year. And we have the goal of graduating 70% of those students. So that's 49 students graduating from the program on a yearly basis. And we have met that goal every year.
And out of those 70%, 85% of the students need to be placed. Right now, last year, we were one of the top programs nationwide to being able to accomplish the goal of placing students in either post-secondary education or an upgraded employment.
Now, the classes themselves, they're held all here at UTEP?
We have one community satellite in Favens. We partner with the Favens Independent School District and that they're providing the location for us. But most of our students come into the university. But those students that are even attending the satellite in Favens, we try to bring them into the university so they can experience the same university setting. And not only them, but also their families. Because when students come into the university, we ask parents, spouses, relatives to come in and look at the program, look at the facilities so they can support their sons and daughters.
And what about transportation and also room and board? Do they stay here? Because some of them, I would imagine, do live far away and their families may be left somewhere.
Yes, for transportation, if they have a need, we provide tokens for the public transportation so they can get to UTEP. And some students, actually, they live here at the dorms. That way they don't have the problem of commuting every day.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Nora Cuvier and also Norma Chacon with the HEP program here on campus. If you have additional questions, you can call their office at 747-5567. Thank you very much for being with us here.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.